Shavua Tov, Mivorach. Today in Mishnah Yomi, we are in Ketuvot chapter 4, Mishnayot 8 and 9. Now, yesterday we talked about a case where there was not a written Ketuvah, or the Ketuvah written did not have certain stipulations, which are considered universal stipulations, Tanai, Beit Din, a condition imposed by the court, that those are always effective for the protection of the woman. Now, Mishnah number 8, adds another one of these, lo katav law, if he did not write for her in the ketuvah document itself, im tishtabai, if you fall captured by pagans, gangs, you know, the mafia, the extortionists, efrekinich, I will redeem you, ve'advinich li l'intu, and return you to be my wife, uv kohenet, or if she's a Mrs. Cohen. And a Mrs. Cohen, unfortunately, if she is abused by the pagans, as we explained in chapter 1 and 2, the pagans often, God forbid, abused their female captives, then she cannot actually remarry her husband, even if she was forced. But he would write to her, Ahadrinich lemedintich, I will certainly redeem you, buy you back from the pagans, and return you to your own country. So if the ketuvah did not specify these clauses, chayev, the husband has to do it anyway. Shehu Tanai Beit Din, because again, this is a condition of the court, this is a condition of every Jewish marriage. So a husband is never allowed to leave a certain clause benefiting the wife out of a ketuvah and then say, hey, hon, sorry, you didn't read the fine print, I'm not going to redeem you from the mafia. No, he has to do it anyway because it's a universal condition on every Jewish marriage. Let's go on to Mishnah Tet. Nishbet, God forbid she was captured, she's being held for ransom. Hayev liftota, he has to do pidyon, to redeem her, to get her back. As we see in modern times, Baruch Hashem, we have Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, and the Jewish people have a combined feeling of responsibility to pray for the captives and work towards their release. And of course, the IDF are soldiers fighting and risking their lives to save Jewish people who have been captured by, you know, I would say barbarians, but that would make barbarians look bad, so it's just scum. Okay, leave it at that. So, of course, he has to redeem her, as we've said, Ve'im Amar, but what if the husband says, Hare Gita Kedvata, I don't want to redeem you, but I'm going to send you a get, and the money that you are, you know, you get for your ketuvah, Tifte Yad Atzma, use the money and go ahead, buy yourself back, Eino Rishai. The husband can't do that. He has to redeem her himself, not merely send her the divorce and the money and say, I don't want anything to do it yourself. Now the Mishnah compares this to a similar case, Lokta. She is struck ill. She has some sort of chronic disease, not just a one-time thing. It's something ongoing. Chayev lirapaita. The husband has to pay all of the medical bills. Amar, but if he says, he reaches a point where there's, you know, there's no money left and there's ongoing medical expenses. If he says, Hare Gita Kedvata, here's your get, your divorce document, and here's the money for the ketuvah, the 200 or the 100, terapei et atzma, and go ahead and take the money and start paying for your own medical expenses, rashai. The husband could technically do so. Now again, as we said yesterday, by parents supporting the children, that even though technically there's not always an obligation, there is certainly social pressure and rabbinic pressure, and the Rambam writes very strongly about that. The Rambam here too writes that that would be not derech eretz for a husband to do so. The Mishnah is certainly talking about a case where there's no real financial option for him to continue supporting the family with these ongoing expenses. So it's only in such a real dire situation he would be allowed to leave the responsibility up to his now ex-wife. Certainly there are some situations where the wife might be so ill she can't even accept the get. There could be mental illnesses, so it's not always even an option. Baruch Hashem, in modern times, there are many organizations that will help out families with chronic illness or severe illness, so thank God this doesn't really come up. Yashar koach, shvatov, and a gutavach.